The Texas Department of Criminal Justice reported that as of March 2013, about 7,700 prisoners are in solitary confinement, or administrative segregation as it's called. In 2011, there were roughly 8,700. Dallas Republican State Senator John Corona has filed a bill to find out more about these prisoners, both juveniles and adults, especially those with mental health problems. The Texas Criminal Justice Coalition estimates about 2,000 people in solitary confinement have either a mental health or developmental disability diagnosis. Diana Clater is with the Texas Jail Project. She says she knows segregating inmates with mental health issues doesn't just happen in prisons. She knows of about 4 people in county jails in Texas who are in ADSEG and are mentally ill. The problems they encounter are similar.
The veteran in Comal County is not receiving any treatment. He's just in there. He gets his pill once a day or whatever medication, which is an improvement. A lot of jails don't even give them their medication.
The Texas Juvenile Justice Department reports more than half of its population has a mental health diagnosis. There are about 1,300 young people in juvenile detention. The department has 6 facilities under its jurisdiction. Travis Leeds says inmates in ADSEG are there because they've posed a threat to the general population. He's an attorney with the Texas Criminal Justice Coalition.
I have a letter right now from an individual who spent about 18 years in an isolated setting. This individual was actually an escape risk. I mean, he had escaped, but for whatever reasons, these people are placed in administrative segregation, and then you're sending them right out into the community without some sort of treatment or program or assistance in making that transition. I mean, you're really jeopardizing public safety as well as this person's well-being.
Experts say the ADSEG causes a series of chain reactions. Released inmates are not only at risk of deteriorating mental health, but they come out and require social services to get help, as do their families. This can create an ongoing burden on Texas taxpayers in the long run. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.